Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And away we go, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, very tropical, a little bit warm, Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast, and on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone to our live show. We hope you are as pumped and as excited as we are. We are super excited to have with us today one of the country's absolute leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Wisconsin. We want to welcome our very, very special guest here today, Dr. Kurt Simons from Brookfield, Wisconsin. Welcome, Dr. Simons.
Hey, Perry, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here, and it's an honor to be on the show with you today.
It's a real treat, Doc. It really is a true honor to have you with us here today for our live broadcast and for our show here today. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers listening into our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience really loves about our show is not only did they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized here today by our spotlighted physician, Dr. Simons from Brookfield, Wisconsin, but during our show, they really, really get an up-close and a really very personal look from behind the curtain, if you will, as to why you, Dr. Simons, have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, a host of different maladies caused many times from the stress of injuries, and many of the time, or much of the time, many individuals who have never had trauma but simply are suffering from these chronic and often acute conditions, and you've been able to really tap into something very, very special. It is known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Simons, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Dr. Perry, non-surgical spinal decompression is a form of treatment that we utilize to help treat bulging and herniated discs. It's non-invasive. There's not drugs. There's not surgery. It's a treatment option that allows patients to go a different direction rather than surgery and rather than having epidurals. Or maybe they've had those things and it hasn't been effective. And a lot of those people, even that are post-surgical, we can still treat.
Now, who are the most common candidates, symptom-wise, for non-surgical spinal decompression?
The most common symptoms that we see are chronic neck and low back pain. Often the patient will have what we call radiculopathy, meaning that they're having pain into the extremities, into the arms, into the legs. Can be numbness, can also be tingling. But those are the most common patients that we will see. Many of them, when they come into the clinic, they may have already been to an orthopedic surgeon and had an MRI done. So they may have had x-rays, they may have tried physical therapy. But the most common symptoms we'll see is low back pain with leg pain.
Now, you touch upon something so crucial and so vital and really so important. It is a very common question that we're asked here, and that is the importance of an MRI study, and really really the difference between an X-ray and an MRI study. Could you explain that to our listening audience?
Sure, Dr. Perry. We do x-rays within our office, and for most patients, when they come in, we'll start with an evaluation. We'll do a case history. We'll talk about what they've done and where they've been. And most of the time, following the examination, we'll make the clinical decision to do some x-rays. X-rays are nice because it shows us the bony structure. We can kind of get an idea of what the disc looks like because we can look at the spacing between the bones and do some assessment that way. But the x-ray is really designed to look at the bone and not look at the soft tissue. Where the MRI differentiates between the x-rays, the MRI shows us exactly what is going on with the disc. You know, is there a bulge? Is there a herniation? Is it pushing on the nerve? Is it pushing on the spinal cord? Do they have spinal stenosis? Do they have degeneration? So the MRI, what that really, we can make a pretty good clinical decision that we can tell the patient from just being in our clinic with the exam and the x-rays that, you know what, I think you're a really good candidate for decompression. But the MRI is really going to give us that affirmative answer, and it's also going to give us an idea of what type of a timeline we're going to be looking at, you know, depending on what type of shape that disc is in. Is it just one disc? Is it affecting multiple discs?
Now, in a perfect world, obviously, you would be able to accept all the patients who present for this very specific procedure, but really this very gentle procedure. Can you elaborate a little bit more on, in terms of the comfort level that patients experience while they're undergoing non-surgical spinal decompression?
The biggest question I get when patients are undergoing care, Perry, because when we're doing the actual decompression, it's about a 25-minute process, and the patient is literally laying on the table. Depending on whether we're working on the cervical spine or the lumbar spine, there's some different belts that we use, but I'll come over sometimes, you know, 5 minutes into the initial treatment and just talk to them and say, hey, how you doing? How you feeling? And the biggest thing I get is they'll look at me and they'll say, Doc, it's not doing anything. I don't feel anything. And it's so light. It's so gentle. And I have to remind them that, you know, we're dealing with a very sensitive tissue. We're dealing with an area that's sore and irritated to begin with. And we've got to start out low and slow and build. And as we build and as they get better, we can use more force and we can use more pull on the table. But initially, a lot of them, the biggest thing they'll ask me, like, "What is it turned on? Because I don't feel anything." And I tell them that's exactly what we want, because if you feel a lot now, when you get up off the table, you're probably not going to like me.
So, you know, it sounds like when you explain it, and you're really gifted in that way, in the sense that, you know, patients travel far and wide to come see you. One of your gifts, Dr. Simons, obviously, is your ability to explain to your patients what they need to do to expedite or to really speed up the healing process. And the simple fact that the way you explain it, it almost reminds me a little bit of some gentle exercise where there's almost a certain level that you come to get benefit, but if you go a little bit more, you may be a tiny degree of soreness, which is all normal, correct?
Correct. You can have some soreness. You know, what I always tell patients is, you know, a little bit of soreness is okay. If your pain changes in nature or where you feel it or how you feel it, change is good. Obviously, in an ideal world, what we want is we want the pain to go away. But when we're working with a patient in the initial stages, if things are changing and they're noticing, you know, a little bit of improvement here, but maybe it's not lasting for that long, and then with each subsequent treatment, that amount of pain relief lasts for a little bit longer. Those are the positive initial changes we're looking for. Because, not to sound corny, but the biggest thing I tell patients is the hardest thing is being patient. Because we're dealing with a tissue that heals very slowly. And whether or not they've had symptoms for a short time or for a long time, the underlying problem when you have a herniated disc has been, it's been building for a period of time. And now it's just reached the point where, you know, it's become more of a constant problem, as opposed to just, I always love it when patients come in and they say, well, Doc, it's just my normal back pain. It'll go away. And that's the downside with back issues, is that most of the time with back pain, if you wait 2 weeks, you put some ice on it, you rest, you do a few stretching exercises, a lot of times that pain will go away. Now, if you never have back pain again, you're probably fine. But for the patients who come in and say, you know, this happens every 3 months or it happens every 2 months, that's a huge red flag that something's going on, and it's just a matter of time before it's going to completely break down. So they can choose to address it up front, or, you know, some patients are like, nah, it's not bad enough. I won't do anything. It's not affecting my golf game yet, so I'm good.
Well, so well said. And we are joined here on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, broadcasting here from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. We have our most special guest, Dr. Kurt Simons from Brookfield, Wisconsin. And would you, Dr. Simons, be kind enough to share with our listening audience your contact information, including your website?
Sure, I would love to, Dr. Perry. Patients can reach me. Our clinic number is 262-246-3000, so 3000. The website is brookfielddiscenter.com. And through the website, they can also contact us via email. There's a link on there so they can send us their information. For patients, we always offer a complimentary consultation. If they're not comfortable coming into the office, we'll be more than happy to do that consultation over the phone.
That's great. Now, you could have practiced anywhere in the country. You are in such high demand coming out of school. You could have really opened a practice anywhere in the country. Why did you choose to practice in Brookfield?
Well, Perry, I'm gonna be honest and tell you the truth. I grew up in this area. My wife's from this area. Her family was here. I went to school in Minnesota, and a lot of the pull to go back to Brookfield, the Milwaukee area, was basically because it was home. That's where we were both from, and our families were there.
So your heart obviously was always in Brookfield. What a beautiful thing, and especially since you're such a strong family man, you have such strong family roots there. And I thought it was the cheese. I didn't know what it was in Wisconsin. I was trying to figure out what the reason was, but now I know, as does our listening audience. Now we know. One of the things you're also known for is the utilization of some really incredible technology in your office to help also facilitate the treatment and expedite the healing process, and that is in the form of something known as laser therapy. Can you share with our listening audience, Dr. Simons, what exactly is laser therapy?
Perry, there's several types of laser therapy. I'll talk just about what we use in our clinic. We use what's commonly referred to as a cold laser, and the reason why it's called a cold laser is it doesn't produce heat. Sometimes patients will say they feel a little bit of warmth because of how it goes in and affects the tissue. It will increase the blood flow into the area. But the nice thing with cold laser is cold laser has been shown in the research to help facilitate the healing of the fibers of the disc after herniation has occurred. The other nice thing with cold laser is you can put it on the patient and you don't have to worry about any possibility of burning the patient or developing a burn like you can with a class 4 laser. A class 4 laser is more intense. It produces more heat. You can get a result quicker, but the downside is, again, you've got the risk of potentially doing harm to the patient if the person operating the laser isn't doing it correctly.
So safe, gentle, easy, effective. And the bottom line is that it is one of the great tools that you use in your clinic, all for the benefit of your patient base, which is extensive. And again, one of the things that you're known for nationally, one of the things you're also known for is the simple fact that you actually have the highest level of training, the actual highest level of certification through a national certification program. And can you explain to our audience, in essence, what the national certification in non-surgical spinal decompression is about?
The national certification, Perry, is about taking my education, you know, above and beyond what you get from with doing decompression. There's usually a table involved, and you know, the company that you buy the table from, they give you information. There's online resources you can find, but the national certification, it's a chance to go talk to other doctors who are doing this in their clinic, listen to the instructors on the newest and latest research, making sure you're keeping up with the changes that are out there, not only to the decompression tables, but with things like laser, with nutrition. You know, what are the other things that we can add into our programs so that we're constantly on the cutting edge of treatment and we're providing the best possible outcomes and assessments for our patients that come into our clinic.
You know, so well said. I think if you look in the dictionary, if you look under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor is teacher. And I think that's one of the things that has made you stand out amongst your peers nationally is your ability to empower your patients, to teach your patients in terms of lifestyle and in terms of things they can do to stay well over time and to really maximize all the benefits that they receive from you directly as a patient within your facilities, within your office. And I think it's interesting, too, because you're such a busy doctor. There's so many things that I know that you're doing right now. And what I'm curious about, one of the questions here that I wanted to ask you was when you're not helping sick patients get better, when you're not helping patients alleviate this disease and really improving their quality of life, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I'm trying to find something new to do because for the last 6 years I was coaching my son's baseball team, and this is the first summer I've had off, so I'm enjoying that. I'm spending a little more time with my other son who is swimming competitively. Both of my boys are in high school, and I swam in high school and college. So, you know, right now the biggest thing I like to do is just spend time at home with the kids and with my wife. Occasionally, if we can, I jokingly say I love my kids, but I like to get rid of them for a weekend once in a while. And if my wife and I can get out of town, we'll do that. I do like to golf. Haven't played much golf lately. I think I'm, as I get older, I'm beginning to enjoy fishing more. So, but, you know, just relax, take it easy, spend time with the family. It's amazing now. My boys are 17 and soon to be 16, and you look back over the years, and it's like, where has all the time gone? And it just goes by so fast that we try and do as much as we can together in the time we have left before they leave and go to college.
Well, it does go fast, and as they say, little things really are big things, and making the moment everything. And that's one of the, I think, the most incredible things about you, and that makes you so attractive and so magnetic, is your ability to always let your patients know that they're everything. And I think, you know, when we read all your reviews and we know your history, we know that you do it so very well. If you would be kind enough one more time, Dr. Simons, to share with our listening audience one more time before we go your contact information one last time.
Sure, Perry. They can reach us by phone at 262-246-3000, and they can reach us on our website. They can get information on the clinic there. They can email us. They can contact the clinic directly. The website is brookfielddiskcenter.com.
Well, as expected, you were an amazing guest. And you really, really stand out in the crowd. And I think, obviously, it's for the patients that are blessed and fortunate and lucky enough to have the opportunity to meet you in person, these are the patients that are always coming away better. And lots of great things ahead. And I want to thank our listening audience for taking the time here today to join us on our ever-popular live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We love your comments, and we love your questions. Keep sending them in. On behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, I just want to thank you guys once again. And until next time, till we see you on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, we want to thank our most special guest, Dr. Kurt Simons, for joining us here from Brookfield, Wisconsin. What a fantastic guy. What a fantastic guest. And until next time, we'll see you live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Have a great one. We'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.